This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Hi, Kristen
Good
Glazier.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's Kristen Glazier, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House.
We're having trouble getting moving today, aren't we?
You know, it's that kind of day.
It is.
You know, it just kind of was a rainy morning. I felt sluggish all day.
I know, but now we're here together and let's talk Fairhope.
We'll be peppy, I promise. Okay, so a couple things. First of all, I want to say thanks to everybody who came out for the ice cream social last week. It was tremendous.
It was, and thank you for joining us and your crew. And
see, I promised I would try to make it out, and I actually did.
And you did. You know, it was a great turnout.
Rachel came out. Logan came out. Saw a lot of great people there.
A lot of community members. And I was, you know, that's really nice. We saw a lot of our partners from Hocking County, some people from Athens. The Laurels of Athens was there. And I just think that's really nice that they take time out of their day to come up and just honor what we do, honor Virginia, have some ice cream, visit a little bit.
We had ice cream.
What else do you need to say?
The pralines, that was really good.
Linda Fogelsong's pralines.
Okay, so anyway, it's an annual tradition. So if you missed it this year, get it on next year's calendar.
That's
right. Great time. The other thing is there's an event coming up, and it's the first time we mentioned Hocking County. And the Hocking Hills Winery is hosting something that is going to be a fundraiser for you guys.
It is. You know, it's Wine, Vines, and Fall Times. And this is our first event in Hocking County.
Okay.
For a really long time. We've always had, remember our 5Ks that we used to have a long time ago? So this is just our opportunity to be present in Hocking County, offer the community to stop out, have some hors d'oeuvres and share a glass of spirits with us if they'd like. And everything that they purchase that evening, 10% of that will go right back into our donations and fund our patients. So
it goes into the memorial fund.
It does.
Fund. Is that the right?
It does.
Just making sure.
Good job.
It's September 7th, I do believe.
Right. Yes. At 5:30. I believe that's a Thursday. And there are opportunities to sponsor as well. So if you'd like to sponsor, we will get you a wonderful table, a lot of advertisement, a special gift. And just, you know, we've got the private area out back all set up. And we've got some music, so it's going to be a really relaxing, just nice evening.
Starting at 5:30, and again, you said that's September 7th.
Correct.
As I look at my calendar, well, what does my calendar say? That is a Thursday. So there you go. All right. Well, we'll come back. One of the things that Kristen's doing is a lot of public speaking these days.
That's
right. Talking to a lot of groups. So we'll talk about what you're saying to them in terms about basics and fundamentals of hospice.
Sounds good.
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, 740-654-7077, 800-994-7077, fairhopehospice.org, and be sure to like them on Facebook for all those celebrating life updates throughout the day and throughout the week. And that is Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House. So I get it all in
Thank
there?
Thank you. You did, and you beat me to it. Good job.
Well, you know,
we always forget because we start talking so much.
And I just wanted to get it out there first.
Perfect.
So I mentioned that you are doing a lot of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Part of being the CEO of Fairhope is you are also kind of the face and the voice representing what is Fairhope Hospice. And so let's go back to what people are asking and what those basic messages are. Let's go back to the fundamentals of what you do.
That's great because, you know, I've noticed it kind of ebbs and flows, but boy, the last month and this upcoming month, I am booked solid just reaching out to the community and talking about Fairhope. So there's been a real shift. People are calling, and all different types of businesses are calling and asking for me or one of our Fairhope members to come in and just talk about what we do. What are the basics? They just want me to break it down and give them the information they need so they can share it with their employees, their friends, their families.
Are we getting over, and I don't want to use the word squeamish, but that's kind of the word it comes to mind. For years, it seemed like people were squeamish to talk about end of life.
You're exactly right. And what I love is that when people ask me to come in and talk with them and explain to them, that shows me that our message is really getting out there because you know, this is such a hard topic. It's such a hard thing to talk about. But when people can say, okay, this is a part of life. Fairhope does it the very best. Now I want to know how we go about getting a hold of Fairhope and what can you do to help us?
Yeah, how do you help? And that's going back to the basics of what care you provide, mm-hmm. what services you do.
I'm really passionate about this because I feel like once I get started talking, I can talk forever because we're so unique in the mm-hmm. care we provide. You know, every hospice, I've said this 100 times, has those same regulations that they have to follow. Fairhope is different. We go above and beyond. We have experts in the field. We pride ourselves on having staff that really, really care, and they're there for a purpose. They're called to serve.
Mm-hmm. And that starts with the nurse, the doctors, the nurse practitioners, down to all the other, like you said, the social, psychosocial, you know, mm-hmm. it's all those different aspects. So when we come back, let's kind of dig into that a little
more. All right,
more.
Sounds good.
All right, it's Kristen Glazier, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Let me give the phone number one more time, 740-654-7077. Mark, along with Kristen Glazier from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. And I had to interrupt you because you were on a roll.
I told you I can't stop talking about it.
So let's go back. We're talking fundamentals okay. of hospice. And as you're speaking to groups and what they're wanting to know is, you know, they want to know, I hate to put it this way, but the nuts and bolts of what mm-hmm. you do, the very basic services you provide. And so let's start with that initial call.
Right. One call does it all. Mm-hmm. You call the phone number that we talked about. What we are going to do for you is we're going to provide compassionate and dignified end-of-life care. You make one phone call and say, the doctor is telling me that we can't fix what's wrong. I know I'm not going to get better. So now what? So we will reach out to your physician and we will get an order for that care. We will set up a consult. A nurse will come out, a social worker come out and explain to you what this means.
Mm-hmm.
We also will then, if you agree to the services, which means we want to keep you at home, we want to keep you comfortable, we want to provide everything you need in wherever it is that you call home. We are going to send a nurse to you every week. You're going to have a specific caseworker that's going to come. She's going to be your caseworker. They're going to come to your house and make sure that you have what you need. Make sure that you're comfortable, that you have the medications you need, that you have the equipment that you need. And when I say equipment, I mean a hospital bed, oxygen, walker, wheelchair, medications that you need that will help keep you comfortable that are related to your terminal diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to pay for all of those things, all right? So Fairhope is going to pay for nursing visits, social work visits, an aide visit. An aide is an STNA, a state-tested nursing assistant that can come to your house up to 5 days a week, provide some care for up to an hour or so, help give you a bath, change your sheets, do some light housekeeping, help you with those things you need help with. We're going to pay for that. We are going to pay for a chaplain. We have volunteers. That's a whole nother day's topic.
Right.
So all of those things, that's what we can do. One call, we'll get that started.
Okay. So I'm sure one of the questions that comes up, and we're running out of time, is where does the Pickering House come into this? We hear about the Pickering House. Do I have to go there? I mean, that's a fundamental service that you offer, but I bet you there's a lot of people don't understand it.
They do. A lot of people don't even understand that Fairhope and the Pickering House are together. We are one entity. The Pickering House, you do not have to go to the Pickering House. The Pickering House is a beautiful space that we use for those patients who have a symptom that can't be managed at home. We bring them in. Our doctors will see them daily. The Pickering House is used for patients who need a respite care. So let's say you're taking care of someone and you are exhausted. Your loved one can come in for no charge 5 nights a month. We will take care of them while you rest.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we do is routine home care. And really that allows us, if there's a crisis in the home or if someone is close to end of life, maybe they don't want to pass at home. Mm-hmm. Everybody feels differently. We can bring them to the Pickering House. But where you stay is wherever you consider home is where we can meet your needs.
And we're out of time, but the Pickering House is so much more than even what you just said right
mm-hmm.
there. And maybe we revisit that next week or in the coming weeks.
That sounds great.
All right, Kristen, thank you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.